Martha Sue, as I felt like she was really overloaded with what she had going on. And so she sent me an email, and we talked about having some help with her call so she had to have a partner. And she decided that she would rather just be listening right now because she's got so much on her plate. And so we're glad she's going to be staying with us. But we have a new terrific Tuesday host and co-host. And I'm going to introduce the new host, which would be Diamond Distributor Karen Eastwood, friends forever. And I know that you guys have enjoyed hearing Karen's input, and I certainly do, over the time, and I'm very excited to have her take over this slot, and she will introduce her new co-host, Karen.
Thank you, Ruth. I do feel like that we are friends forever, as I do about all of you that I've become acquainted with here in Nikit Land. Anyway,
just for a minute, Karen. Someone has a lot of background noise. Steve, who is a co-host, who hosts sometimes, is not. Yeah, he's got a lot of noise where he is. And we certainly appreciated his recording. Okay, thank you. I think we got it, Karen. Pardon me for interrupting, but go ahead.
Thank you. Anyway, like Ruth said, Martha Sue has named this Terrific Transparent Tuesday, and I really like that name, and I want to carry that on for all of you who have enjoyed this day and the way Martha Sue did things. And so today is the day that we're supposed to give our points of how we've done this past week. And if we've had a difficult time, we need to maybe express that, but we also need to talk about our goals for this future week and what we will do to achieve them. And just to start it off, I didn't have a good weekend. Like I've told you before, sometimes my weekends are difficult. I did not have a good weekend, but I have had a good Monday, and I'm starting Tuesday the right way. As far as I'm concerned, these calls are my mainstay of being able to really stay focused on the program, and I really appreciate Ruth having started these calls. Now, is there anyone on the call that would like to report some points or any big aha moments that you've had this past week? And I better give you guys all fair warning. I've listened to others who have conducted these calls, and they ask questions, and then there's dead silence. And I understand your reluctance not to jump right in, but I hope that all of you will come onto these calls with a desire to not just collect information, but that you will bring information into this call that will help all the rest of us to stay focused on what we're trying to achieve, and that is to have a healthy body. So I want to know, are there any of you who have some points that you'd like to report or any big ahas?
This is Mary Lou.
Oh,
I will report my points. I like to report my points on Tuesday, and I didn't have the best week last week. I averaged a 7. That's what I want to do, is give my average. And I know that part of it was birthday parties and that kind of stuff, and I weigh every morning, and I'll tell you what, birthday parties, I don't know, I must have brought home a lot of fat or something. Anyway, the scale doesn't lie, and I gained a little bit. However, I have set my goal for this week. I have got a goal of walking at least 3 miles 5 days a week, a day, 3 miles 5 days a week, and we joined pickleball, so we're getting some, we're playing pickleball 2 days a week, and we play for 2 hours, and it's good exercise.
What is it?
No, it's like a combination tennis, and it's huge. It's one of the fastest growing sports out there, and It's on a shorter court than a tennis court, and it's with a wiffle ball, but it's a very fast game. So that's why I'm, on the days that I do pickleball, I'm not going to be committed to my three-mile walk. But yesterday, I wanted to say, yesterday is the first day that I absolutely cut out gluten, because I'm positive I don't have a gluten problem, right? And I've really drug my feet on that one. I did not want to give up gluten, but yesterday I did, and I have to say I feel better this morning.
Oh, that is
so my great. Body is talking to me.
And we've been taught how to listen to that, huh?
Yeah.
Very
so that's
good.
My report.
Oh, thank you, Mary Lou. Now, any of the others of you on the call?
This is Earth Song. And I haven't started keeping points yet because I still need to get some of the stuff, but I wanted to report that I got Kathy's book today.
Oh,
so I'm
wonderful.
Real happy about that, Kathy Abascal, you know, the one that has been being read out of and talking about the anti-inflammatory diet. And what a wonderful cookbook comes with it. It comes in a package. And then I've been doing without sugar for the most part. I've only goofed up a little bit. And so I'm just a beginner on this thing, but I'm determined I'm going to make some differences in my life. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, anyone else that wants to report?
This is Donna. I've not been keeping track of my points. I did not take my measurements this week. However, I've lost 5 more pounds.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's wonderful, Donna. How do you feel having done all that?
I feel better. And I've been trying on different clothes because I put clothes out that I can't really fit into. And I can get slacks I haven't been able to put on for like 15 years. And I can get them on. I can fasten them. But I want to lose like 5 or 10 more pounds before I start wearing them.
Ah,
so
okay.
It feels wonderful.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, anyone else that would like to report?
Yes, this is Margaret. I have been trying to do a better job journaling, and I think I had an average, or I did have an average of 8 this past week. And I started on Sunday eliminating the wheat from my diet, and I honestly feel much better. It's amazing how much better I feel. And I, of course, joined this group because I wanted to learn more about health, about proper eating and so forth. I wanted to give my body treat my body a little better than I had been doing in the last few years. Well, today I have released 12 pounds, and that was one of my goals. One of my goals was to lose some weight, so I've released 12, and I have not been walking, but I plan to start that as of today. So next week, maybe I will have even a more glowing report. But I think I'm really proud of the report so far and look forward to hearing everybody else's reports. It's exciting to me and challenging to hear what everybody else is doing.
Oh, Margaret, that's fantastic. 12 pounds and you've done that without walking. That's amazing.
Without walking. A few
and
days
now you're
I have
gonna
worn.
Just accelerate it, aren't you? Well, thank you, Margaret. Is there anyone else that would like to report?
I would report, Karen.
Okay.
And my journaling is still not very good, but I figured that I have about an average of 7.5, and I have lost a total of 5 pounds. As far as I can tell, not any inches. I don't know where I lost the weight. The deal is there. Maybe I just lost some water, but I don't think I have that much. My blood pressure is coming down.
Fantastic.
A whole lot, but somewhat.
Yeah. Okay, anyone else?
This is Kathleen Miller.
Hi,
and
Kathleen.
I probably expressed my gratitude yesterday for this call, that picture Ruth had up there of all the things that can go wrong with you kind of at the end. All of those were happening to me, and I finally picked up that I haven't been drinking enough water or exercising, and that's probably my reason for being in that state.
You know, that is what I love about these calls, is how it expands your understanding. We only have one body, and if we don't take care of it, we're going to be the ones who reap the results of not taking care of it. So, yes, I agree with you that this is fantastic to be able to learn all these things, right?
Yes.
Okay, is there anyone else that has some wonderful aha moments or want to explain to us what you've done this past week?
Yes, this is Monty, and I'd like to report that my A1C, for those of you that possibly are diabetics or understand that, went from a 7.9 down to a 6.9, and that's a terrific drop since I've been on the program. My cholesterol went from 205 to 152.
Wow.
So, but I also want to stress that they're now finding out that maybe cholesterol levels aren't really that much as important as they used to feel they were. But again, I guess that's just what that proves, is going back again to eating this particular way, the inflation that's leaving my body, and the things it's doing to my body by my bloods. And I just feel real good about that. Very good about it.
Very good. Thank you, Monty.
That's so exciting.
Those of you who are new on this call, are you getting a vision of what's happening for people as they listen to all this information? Now, somebody spoke up just now, and I interrupted.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. No, I interrupted. I was applauding Monty. I'm just so so excited because I know that A1C is very, very important. And I forgot, Karen, mm-hmm. This is Tuesday. I would like to say I released 11.7 pounds to date.
That is wonderful. Okay.
I'm kind of racing with Margaret, and I hate to say I'm behind her.
Oh, dear. I love it. I love it.
And I am exercising, so she's doing fantastic.
Oh, that's great. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to report?
This is Margaret. I would like to say Ruth reminded me of something, and that is my blood pressure has been down this week. First time it's been down in months.
Do you know... Yeah. Do you know that we were given all these ideas of how to measure our accomplishment by going on to this anti-inflammatory way of eating? And we were always talking about pounds and measurements of our body. And as those of you who are new, and even those of you who've been on here for a while, you're beginning to realize there are other ways to measure the progress that you can make while you change the way you're eating. And yesterday morning, I had this huge... You know, before I get into it, I better make sure, is there anyone else who wants to report? Oh, okay. Do you know, yesterday morning, I had this huge aha because I sat down to take my blood pressure for the first time in 2 or 3 weeks, and I was absolutely shocked. Now, some of you won't think this is so fantastic, but my blood pressure was at 136 over, I think it was 62. And Ruth said, well, that's really low. And I said, no, not for me, because my normal blood pressure should be about 120 over 58 or 60. So I am really excited that my blood pressure has come down. And that's when yesterday I realized there are other ways to measure your progress in this program. And so I just want all of you, today we're going to talk about some unusual ways to not only measure your progress, but how to record it. But I want to tell you one other thing that I realized this past week. I bought a watch several months ago, and I knew the links, some of the links needed to come out, but I didn't do that. And the watch was really loose on me. But sometime last week, that watch came clear off my hand. Mm-hmm. And I've never had that happen. And I showed Clyde, and I said, look at this. And so anyway, what really made Clyde realize he had to take some links out of my watch was the other day we were riding in the car, and I didn't even realize, but my watch fell clear off of my hand. It was on the floor of the car, and I didn't discover it until we were getting back into the car. And so there are many ways for you to be aware of what's happening with your body when you're eating correctly. Do you know that my wedding band, I have to watch it now because it's so loose on my finger. I better take it to a jeweler and have it reduced down. But what I'm trying to point out to you is, though we will talk about, you know, your body measurements in the way of inches that you've lost off the body or your pounds, but we want you to be aware of these other ways of what this program might be doing for your body. So with that in mind, I want to introduce to you Donna Neighbors. She is my co-host, and I am so thrilled that Donna would come on with me. Do you know, I'm a person, I get really excited, and I can talk about things in general ways, but I'm not a detailed person. And when Ruth asked me to be a host for this, I knew that I had to have somebody who was a detailed person, and Donna is it. And yesterday when I was talking to her, she just blew me away with her explanation of how she takes and records her body measurements. And I want Donna, first, she is a fantastic distributor under us, but I just want you to get better acquainted with her and recognize some of these wonderful ideas that she's going to bring to your attention. Donna, can you explain to them what you've been doing?
Okay. Well, I wanted to keep a record of my different measurements of health. And what I have done, I use a two-inch binder, and I keep measurements of my health in this binder. And what I've done is I've divided it up in sections. And I have one section, it's questions for doctors. Then I have health notes, goals, daily and long term. I also keep my body measurements and weight reduction. And I always like to record my body measurements because sometimes you don't lose that much weight, but you lose inches. And it just seems like this motivates me by keeping a record of both. And then I have a section for my blood sugar. And I have to share with everyone, when I drink my Neekin body balance drink, I don't like to put fruit in it. I don't like to put ice in it. So I put just some room temperature Pymeg water in it, and I mix it up real well, and I let it set for about 10 or 15 minutes, and it seems to get thicker, and it tastes better. And I like to eat my fruit separately, so that's why I do that. But the other day, I took my blood sugar after I drank my protein drink, and my blood sugar 2 hours later was 120, which was really great. And then I also keep a record of my blood pressure, my pulse, and oxygen levels. And then I can take this notebook with me when I go to my doctor's appointments. And the other thing is I also keep lab reports in this notebook. I just like doing it this way because it gives the progress of my health, and I know I'm getting better and getting healthier every day. And that's about what I do.
I was so impressed with that, Donna, yesterday when you were explaining this to me. And I thought, my goodness, this is fantastic. Can you all see, I'm not very much on journaling, but I think Donna has taken journaling to a whole nother level where she is so prepared that when she goes to see her doctor, she has all of these facts and figures about how she's been measuring her body. She has it all there, right in this notebook, prepared. And she's able to ask her doctor questions that will really be pertinent for her and for her good health. So I got excited about what Donna was explaining yesterday, and I want all of us to start thinking outside of the box, and because we have, like I said, we've been recording our inches and our pounds and so on, but, you know, can you see if you keep track of your blood pressure, how important that is? And, you know, I know that if my blood pressure keeps coming down like this, I'm going off of my blood pressure medication. And I am thrilled that I'm on a program that will give me that opportunity. That's the only drug that I take into my body, and I would like to get rid of it. Anyway, now, do any of you have any suggestions how you measure or record the things that you're doing? And once again, I've got to insert here. Ruth knows me. Those of you who've been on those lifestyle calls before, I would report 9 every day because my one point that I didn't make was the journaling. I never made my journaling. And Donna is probably going to make a believer out of me with the way she's doing things, because I can really see the value of having this information right there in front of you and prepared to be able to analyze and visualize what you're doing for yourself. But anyway, do any of you have any great suggestions, or maybe you don't think it's great, maybe it seems pretty ordinary to you, but do you have some things that you could share with us?
Karen, this is Donna again. I omitted one thing. What else I do when I take these different measurements, I put down if I'm sick that day, I put down if I feel good, you know, I put down how I feel, and that's another way, you know, to keep track of things.
Yeah, and if you've been keeping track of your food intake before that, you can then look at, if I'm sick one day, what did I eat the day before? So that's really good, Donna. Do any of you others on the call have some things that you would share with us that would help us? Are all of you like me with journaling, that you're not all that hot at it?
Mm-hmm. No, but I sure appreciate Donna sharing that. I've already gone in the other room and got myself a binder. I am going very same. That is just awesome. Thank you, Donna. I didn't jot down all the categories. I got blood pressure and her blood work and her measurements, but I can't remember what else she had on there.
Do you know what I think is that Ruth has agreed to this. When somebody comes on with some great ideas like this, whether it's this what Donna just explained, or whether it's a recipe or whatever it is, we're going to email that to Ruth, and she's going to blast it out to all of us so that you have these things right there in front of you. Does that sound good?
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. I would like that, too.
Good. Okay. So, Donna, you be sure to send this segment of the discussion to Ruth so that she can blast that out to everybody.
Okay.
You know, Karen, one of the things I thought she said that was most important is to remember to write how we feel, because
yes,
this information won't have that much meaning if we don't listen to our body and say, okay, body, now how do I feel? Do I have energy or fatigue? You know, and go back to that list that we have up here. How my brain working, you know, is it sluggish? Am I itching? All those things.
That's fantastic. So, I hope. Now, can all of you see why I asked Donna to be a co-host with me? She is a detailed person. And I have listened to her on these calls before, and she comes up with ideas on the calls that I would have never thought of. And here we have this wonderful input from her. But do you know what? All of you listening in, I hope that all of you will come to these calls having gone outside of the box and looked at other things around you and see how it impacts our health, and then bring it back to the group and share. Because, you know, not any one person has all the ideas or all the knowledge. So we are depending on everyone to come into this call with great ways to help the rest of us achieve our ultimate goal, is to really have strong, healthy bodies. Okay, is there anything or anyone else that would like to share with us, or it doesn't even have to be on what we've been talking about, anything that you think would really help all of us?
Karen, I have a reminder thing. I had a reminder yesterday. I have all these ways of listening to your body, but I definitely forgot one. And that was hungry. Last night, usually I am not hungry in the evening, and I was hungry. And so I thought back through my day, what did I do differently? Is what we need to do when we have a body talking to us. And I remembered that I never had any avocado in the morning, which I usually do. And I have been having some coconut oil in some of the things that I'm making. But missing that avocado, I think, made a big difference because I just really had not been getting hungry when I shouldn't be when I was eating the avocado. So everybody, remember to eat your little avocado.
Well, now, will almonds affect you the same way? I mean, because that's what I really like a lot of.
Yes, they do somewhat, but I didn't eat very many of those either. Not as many as I usually do.
Okay. Your body was saying, hey, Ruth, wake up and look at me.
This is Donna. You know what I like? I discovered instead of almonds, I use the almond butter as a snack.
Okay, and what do you do with almond butter?
I just have like a teaspoon of it for 2 teaspoons.
Oh.
Or you can spread it on rice cakes, but I just like it by itself. And
I like it with apple.
I enjoy the crunchy. Okay, I'm sorry. Somebody else said something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just piped in with I like almond butter with apples.
Oh.
Slices of apples, just dip in the almond butter. It's wonderful.
I do that too. It is. It's wonderful.
Oh, man, that's good.
And I need to find out. I'm going to try Ruth's avocado thing. I hadn't thought of that or heard of that. But my problem, this is Earth Song speaking, is that I am just hungry all the time.
Uh-oh.
I never feel sated. So
another thing that I do that helps me not be hungry is I find some different things in it, and I will go on one for a while, and then I'll switch. But right now, it's green beans. And if I'll put a little, some seasoning on the beans. I cook them. I'm not too fond of having them really crunchy, so I cook them quite a bit. And then I put seasoning on them, and sometimes there's some really healthy sausage that is probably clear over on the 2 side of our acid alkalinity chart. Oops, I'm going the wrong way, I think. I don't know where it is. Not there. Anyway, I'm trying to bring it up and talk. But I slice those up really thin. They're chicken ones, but they have no junk in them. Like in Vashon, you know, you can get all these things that are just very, very organic. And and I put those in there with it. It makes it taste really good. And I have, but I, well, I'll eat probably 2 or 3 cups of green beans.
That's
keeps your filled up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few of those. One little sausage, maybe half. I don't even eat it all of it at one time. Half of that.
I've been using those sausages, Adele's. I think it is. It's one of that or another one, but I've just been eating it by itself, and this sounds like a way better way to go with it with green beans.
You can't eat it by itself because then you'll be acidic.
Yeah.
So you have something over here on this side.
I just started on this, yeah.
Oranges are good with it. I don't
know. You know, another thing that has helped me when I think I'm hungry, I have to reflect and say, now, have you been drinking your water? And many times when I think I'm hungry, if I'll just drink water, I realize that it wasn't really hunger. I was just very thirsty. So you might consider that.
True.
Well, you know, our time is over, and when Donna and I were planning out this call this morning, I had made a note down here at the bottom to plead with all of you to speak up and make this a successful call, because it isn't successful unless everyone puts in their input. And I'm telling you, you guys have been fantastic today. This is really a terrific Tuesday, and all of you have made it that way, and I appreciate all of you. I've got to tell you one thing that really inspired me this past week was Mary Lou has gotten on here and talked about how she walks these 3 miles every day. And Ruth gets on and talks about how she does 5 minutes exercise just before she goes to sleep at night. And do you know, those two people sharing that information has really inspired me to where I am doing my exercise, and I recognize that without doing exercise, you can eat wonderful, but if you don't give that body the exercise it needs, you will not be as healthy as you want to be. So I appreciate what Mary Lou and Ruth have shared with us, and I want all of you to come each time, each day, and be prepared to share with the group these exciting things that you're discovering, because this is what will make all of us very successful in this quest for having this healthy body. We have just a minute or two. If anybody else wants to share anything, we're ready for you. Okay, well, I just want to thank all of you for the input you've done today. It's made it very easy for Donna and I, and I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the call tomorrow morning. Who's our host tomorrow, Ruth?
Mary Lou.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Mary Lou, of course. Okay, we'll see all of you tomorrow morning. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much, Karen. That was a very, very awesome call. You and Donna have done a super job. Wow, what a nice partner you got there.
Yeah.
I know, Donna. Everybody spoke up so well. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank
you. I've never done anything like this, so it was an excellent call.
Yes. She told me yesterday when I asked her, she says, "You're taking me out of my comfort zone." I said, "Well, that's good, Donna."
Sure did. Never would have known it. So what a good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
Great.
Bye. And thank you, Ruth. Bye-bye.